ஓம் நம சிவாய. டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் .org, யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் லார்ட் சிவா, தி எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பகவத்கீதா, பார்ட் 10, பிரசன்டட் பை ஸ்ரீ கார்த்திக் ராமச்சந்திரன். தேங்க் யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய.
ஓம் கணானாம் த்வா கணபதி கும் ஹவாமகே கவிம் கவீனாம் உபமஸ்ரவஸ்தமம் ஜேஷ்டராஜம் பிரம்மணாம் பிரம்மணஸ்பத ஆனக் ஷ்ருண்வண்ணோதி பிக்ஸீத சாதனம் பிரணோ தேவி சரஸ்வதி பாஜேபிர் பாஜினீபதி தீனாம் அவத்ரகவதோ கணேஷாய நம சரஸ்வத்யை நம ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம ஹர ஓம். ஓம் ஸ்ரீ மகாகணாதிபதயே நம. சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் ஸ்ரீகண்டாராத்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். சதாசிவம் சிவாம் ஸ்கந்தம் கேசவம் பத்மசம்பவம் நந்தீஸ்வரம் கும்பயோனிம் பரத்வாஜாத்ரி கௌதமான் நமோஸ்து குரவே நித்யம் ஸ்ரீகண்டசிவயோகினே ஸ்ருதிசார சிவ விசிஷ்டாத்வைத பரபாஷ்ய விதாயினே. ஜகத்குரு ஸ்ரீகண்டாராத்யா ரேணுகாராத்யா மங்களம் தேகி பிரபோ. த்ரைலோக்கிய சம்பதாலேக்கிய சமுல்லேகன பித்தயே சச்சிதானந்த ரூபாய சிவாய பிரம்மணே நமஹ. யாமாகுக் சர்வலோகானாம் ப்ரக்ருதிம் சாஸ்திர பாரகாஹ தாம் தர்மச்சாரிணீம் சம்போஹ் பிரணமாமி பராம் சிவாம். அமிர்தார்த்தம் ப்ரபன்னார்த்தாம் யாசு வித்யா பிரதாயினி அஹர்நிஷமஹம் வந்தே தாம் ஈசான மனோரமாம் ததீச்சிம் உபமன்யுஞ்ச மார்க்கண்டேயம் பராசரம் ஸ்வேதாச்சாரியம் தச்சிஷ்யம் நீலகண்ட சிவாஹ்வயம். தேவ தேவ மகாதேவ தேவானாம் அபயப்பிரத பிரம்ம நாராயணேந்திராதி சர்வதேவ பதப்பிரத சாம்ப சிவாய நம. ஸோ வி சா அபவுட் ரெஃபரன்சஸ் ஃப்ரம் த சாஸ்திராஸ் ஆன் ஹவு பகவத்கீதா கனெக்ட்ஸ் ஓன்லி வித் லார்ட் சிவா, ரெஃபரன்சஸ் ஃப்ரம் மகாபாரதம் அண்ட் பத்மபுராணம் கூர்மபுராணம் ஆல் ஓவர். அண்ட் ஆல்சோ வி சா அபவுட் நட்ராஜ வைபவம் ஆருத்ர தர்ஷனம், how Mahadeva is the doer of 5 activities and also he is said to have 5 faces, which is Sadyo Jata Vamadeva Agora Tatpurusha Ishana. And also the form of Nataraja represents that he is the doer of 5 activities, the only personality who is described as the doer of 5 activities and no one else in the Shastras, not Brahma or Vishnu. So, you know, today we'll be visiting some of the verses in Bhagavad Gita and trying to understand how it connects with Lord Shiva. So before going into that, there is something called Amarakosham. You know, Amarakosham means the Sanskrit dictionary. So we have an Oxford dictionary to understand how, you know, the meanings for some complex words. We have the Oxford dictionary and various dictionaries are available. Amarakosham represents actually the Sanskrit dictionary. And within that, there are like 52 beautiful names specifically assigned to Lord Shiva.
சம்புரீஷ பசுபதிக் சிவக்ஷூலி மகேஸ்வர ஈஸ்வரக் சர்வ ஈசான சங்கரச்சந்திரசேகர.
ஆல் தீஸ் நேம்ஸ் ஆர் அசைன்ட் டு 52 நேம்ஸ், பியூட்டிஃபுல் நேம்ஸ். விருபாக்ஷ, உமாபதி, கிருத்திவாச ஆல்சோ கம்ஸ், ஷிதிகண்டா, ஸ்ரீகண்டா, அகிர்புத்யா, கபர்தி, பினாக்கி, ஆல் தீஸ் நேம்ஸ் கம். த்ரெம்பகா, திரிபுராந்தகா அண்ட் வேரியஸ் நேம்ஸ். Bhutesha, which means he is the lord of all the living beings. So all these names specifically come for Lord Shiva in Amarakosham. Ishwarak Sharva Ishanaha Shankaras Chandrasekaraha. As we all know this, all these names specifically come, you know, in the Vedas. These are the names that one should recite. You know, Rudram, half of the names that come, you know, out of these 52 names that come in Amarakosham for Lord Shiva, half of these names come in Rudram. And those names are to be recited to attain immortality. So we see that from the Jabala Upanishad. And then, so we'll be, you know, this, why I mentioned this about Amarakosham is that the Ishwara or Maheshwara or Parameshwara, these names come very often in the Bhagavad Gita. It actually refers to Lord Shiva. So we'll be seeing that. So, now let's look into some of the, so we saw now Amarakosham, where these words specifically highlight Lord Shiva, Ishwaraha, Pashupati, Ishanaha. Let's look at some of the Upanishadic verses where these words are, you know, align only with Samba Shiva or Maheshwara. Atharvashika Upanishad says, Karanam Karananam Dhyata Karanam Tu Dhyayaha Sarvaishwarya Sampannaha Shambhurakasha Madhye Dhruvam. It says, the cause of all causes should be meditated upon in the heart. And Sarva Aishwarya Sampannaha, Aishwarya is what, note the point. Aishwarya means prosperity. Shriyam, Shriye Rujanaha, the Vedas say. So the giver of prosperity is Maheshwara. So Aishwaryam comes from the root word Ishwara, the controller or the supreme lord. Ishavasyam idakam sarvam. Ishavasya Upanishad, the very first verse starts off by saying Ishavasyam idakam sarvam. Shambhur akasha magye. So the harakasha within the hridayakasha shambhu should be meditated upon. And then it goes on to say Shiva eko gyayaha, that Mahadeva is the only object of meditation. Shivam karaha sarva manyat parityajya. This correlates with one interesting verse, 1866, Sarva Dharman Parityajya, which means casting aside all the, everything, surrender to me. That is told by Lord Shiva only. So that's what it correlates with. Shiva Eko Gyayaha, Shiva is the only object of meditation. Shivam Karaha Sarva Manyat Parityajya. Casting aside everything, throwing away everything, even Brahma, Vishnu, Indra. That's what the Brahma, Vishnu, Kala, Rudra and Indra. That's what the Upanishad also says. Brahma, Vishnu, Rudra, Indra, Aste, Samprasoyante. Sarva Manyat Parityajya. Casting aside everything, just meditate on Mahadeva, who is the doer of good. And he alone can grant you the ultimate liberation. In Shvetashvatara Upanishad 4.10, Mayam tu Prakritam Vidyam, Mayinam tu Maheshwaram. It says, so the Maya Shakti is under the control of the personality named Maheshwara. Maheshwara, the word comes here. Ishwara word comes in Atharvashika. Aishwaryam comes from the root word Ishwara. And we saw Ishwara refers to Lord Shiva as per Amarakosham. And then Shvetashvatara 4.10, it says Maheshwara. And then Shvetashvatara 6.7, Tam Ishwaranam Paramam Maheshwaram Tam Devatanam Paramam Cha Devatam Patim Patinam Paramam Parastad Vidama Devam Bhuvanesha Medium. He is the Bhuvana, the Lord of the Bhuvana, that is the Bhumandala. Bhuvaneshwara is also like present in Orissa. So Mahadeva is called as Bhuvaneshwara and Mata is called as Bhuvaneshwari. Paramam Maheshwaram. You are the Paramaheshwara. And that comes in the Mahanarayana Upanishad. Tasya Prakriti Leenasya Yak Paraksa Maheshwaraha. Yak Paraksa Maheshwaraha. Paramaheshwara Sambashiva. Ishwaranam Paramam. Of all the Ishwaras, he is that ultimate. Paramam Maheshwaram. He is the supreme Ishwara. Parameshwara comes in. Also in the Kaivalya Upanishad, we'll be seeing that. Paraat Parataro Brahma, Tatparaat Parato Harihi, Tatparaat Parato Ishastanme Manashiva Sankalpamastu. Shiva Sankalpa Suktam. So greater than Brahma and Hari is actually Ishwara, Mahadeva. So sometimes the Ishwara word also is referred to Brahma and Hari in the Puranas. But the ultimate Ishwara is Lord Shiva. And Tam Devatanam Paramamcha Devatam. He is the ultimate Lord, supreme reality and supreme personality. Ultimate supreme personality. Patim Patinam. He is the Lord of all the Pashus. Bhuvanesha Medium. He is the Lord of the Bhuvana. Kaivalya Upanishad. Uma Sahayam Parameshwaram Prabhum. Parameshwaram, it says. So the word Parama Ishwara, the supreme Lord. And also these attributes only fit for Lord Shiva. Uma Sahayam. Trilochanam, Neelakantam, he is three-eyed, he is blue-throated, he is eternally with Parashakti. Hiranmayoham Shivarupamasmi, that word also comes there. Hiranmayoham, he is golden in complexion. And then Katarudra Upanishad, Panchakrityeshwarastada Shuddham Ishwara Chaitanyam. Panchakrityeshwara, Ishwara, Panchakritya, he is the Lord of five activities. Lord, Ishwara, the word Ishwara comes. Ishwara, Maheshwara, Parameshwara, all these come only for Lord Shiva in the Upanishads. That's what we are visiting now. And then we'll be going into the interesting verses of Bhagavad Gita. So Katarudra Upanishad also says, Panchakrityeshwara, the Lord of five activities. And Panchabrahma Upanishad, Sarva Dushta Prashamanam Sarvaishwarya Phalapradam. Because each phase of Lord Shiva is described beautifully in the Panchabrahma Upanishad. While describing Aghora, it says, he removes all the sins and also he protects you, and he is described as Sarvaishwarya Phalapradam. He gives you all prosperity.
Sarva Aishwaryam. He gives you all prosperity. Aishwaryam means prosperity. And then Shiva Sankalpa Suktam we say Ishas. Tatpara Atparato Ishas Tanme Manashiva Sankalpamastu. It comes specifically for Lord Shiva. Ishavasya Upanishad also starts off by Ishavasya Mitakam Sarvam. Purusha Suktam says Uta Amritatvasyeshanaha. Uta Amritatvasya Ishanaha. Uta Amritatvasyeshanaha. Ishanam. The word comes.
Tasam Ishano Bhagavak Parachina Mukha Kriti.
Comes in Rudram. Ishana also comes. Ishana also comes in Amarakosham for Lord Shiva. We just saw that. Ishvaraha, Ishanaha, Pashupatihi, Shrikanta, Kapardi, Ilakanta, all these words. And coming to Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, in the 4.4.22, 4th canto, 4th chapter, 22nd verse, it uses the word Sarveshvara Lokeshvara for Lord Shiva. Sarveshvara, Lokeshvara, all these words come for Lord Shiva. And then, interestingly, in the Harivamsha Puranam, 2nd canto, 74th chapter, there is a specific verse. I think the 20th verse. That's where that chapter talks about Krishna actually worshipping Lord Shiva for getting the Parijatamala. So, the 2nd canto, 74th chapter of the 19th verse of the Harivamsha Puranam says, Udakam cha Grihayata Bilvam cha Harir Avyayaha Devam Avahayamasa Rudram Sarveshvareshvaram. It says he worshipped that Mahadeva, Hari worships that Mahadeva with Bilva leaves and invoked that Lord Rudra, Lord Paramashiva or Sadashiva or Samba Shiva, who is described as Sarveshvareshvaram. Sarveshvareshvaram. Now Sarveshvara means the Lord of everything. Mahadeva is Sarveshvareshvara. Means, if you assign the word Sarveshvara to Brahma or Vishnu sometimes, Indra, Mahadeva is Sarveshvareshvara. He is the Lord of the Sarveshvaras. He is the Lord of even the Sarveshvaras, even the personality who are described as Sarveshvaras. So, he is the Lord of even Brahma, Lakshmi, Saraswati, Indrani, Indra and Vishnu. So, that's what it says. And then, Atharvashiras uses specific like 13 beautiful names of Lord Shiva. I have gone through that, one can check it out in my channel. I have gone through the three lectures I have given on Atharvashiras Upanishad. So, that Upanishad highlights specifically 13 names, beautiful names for Lord Shiva. And one can check my playlist. So, in that also if you see, Sa Ekaha Ya Ekaha Sa Rudraha Ya Rudraha Yo Rudraha Sa Ishanaha Ya Ishanaha Sa Bhagavan Maheshwaraha. So, when talking about the 13 names of Lord Shiva, it says Bhagavan Maheshwaraha, Maheshwara, the word comes for Lord Shiva. So, Upanishads highlight these names specifically for Lord Shiva. Ishwarak Sarvabhutanam, Ishanak Sarvavidhyanam, Ishwarak Sarvabhutanam. The fifth phase of Lord Shiva that comes in the Mahanarayana Upanishad. Ishanak Sarvavidhyanam, Ishana, the personality, Mahadeva, Samba Shiva is the Lord, Adipati of all the knowledge, Vedic knowledge. And then Ishwarak Sarvabhutanam, he is Ishwara, the controller who is present in the heart of all the living entities. Hritpundarikam Virajam Vishuddham. Asmin Brahma Pure Veshma Dakaram Yididam Mune Pundarikam Tu Tanmadye Akasho Dakarostitat. So Chandogyam Pancha Brahma Upanishad Rudram Devanagam Hritayebhyaha. He is also in the heart of all the Devas and Asuras and all the Jivatma starting from the blade of a grass till Vishnu. So all these names we see apply, in the Upanishads Maheshwara, Ishana, Ishwara, Parameshwara. All these names apply for Lord Shiva. Now moving on to the actual verses, some of the interesting verses of Bhagavad Gita. And we already know, just a quick recap, I know a lot of some new people have joined. One can check out the playlists. So, of Gita Jayanti that I have given. So, one will have an idea of how, Bhagavad Gita is actually the words of Lord Shiva. A quick recap is that in Kurma Puranam there is a reference. Vyasa says to Arjuna, 1st canto, 30th chapter, 60th and 61st verse. Drishtavanasi tamdevam vishvaksham vishvatomukam. Pratyakshameva sarvesham rudram sarva jagadgurum jnanam tad aishwaram divyam yatavat viditam tvaya swayameva krishikeshak prityovacha sanatanaha. He says, you have seen the divine universal form of Mahadeva, O dear Arjuna. And none other than Hrishikesha or Vishnu has come as Guru. Vishnu comes as Guru for Arjuna to explain Shiva Tattva. So the Bhagavad Gita itself is the form of Lord Shiva, the words of Lord Shiva. And the universal form that is shown in Bhagavad Gita is also that of Lord Shiva. And even in the Ashwamedha Parvam of Mahabharatam, 14th chapter, it says, 16th chapter, sorry. So Ashwamedha Parvam is the 14th Parva of Mahabharata. Within that, the 16th chapter, Krishna says to Arjuna, because Arjuna requests Krishna, could you please repeat, you know, whatever you said that time. I am not able to remember that knowledge that you shared in the battlefield. I am not able to remember that, O Krishna. So could you please repeat? And then Krishna actually scolds him, scolds Arjuna by saying, you know, you're not, whatever the knowledge that I gave you is equal to, you know, it's, that is more than enough to understand that supreme reality. So he differentiates himself from the supreme reality. Na shakyam tanmaya bhuyas. He says, I don't have the power to recite those verses again, O Arjuna. Because paramhi brahma katitam yoga yuktena tanmaya. Yoga yuktena, I was united with the supreme reality when delivering the Bhagavad Gita. So the Bhagavad Gita was actually spoken by the supreme reality, Paramashiva, Maheshwara. And also we see Gurma Puranam, there is a connection. Ishwara Gita is connected, you know, Ishwara Gita is what that is given by Lord Shiva is actually what is given as Bhagavad Gita by Krishna to Arjuna. And then the famous Padma Puranam, Uttarakhandam, 175th chapter, which where Narayana says to Lakshmi that it is actually the form of Bhagavad Gita is actually verily the form of Lord Shiva. My form is illusory, my form is temporary, O Lakshmi. Narayana says to Lakshmi, my form is temporary. But the form of Bhagavad Gita, the form of Ishvara, Mahadeva is eternal. And that is the verily the form of Bhagavad Gita. The first five chapters of Bhagavad Gita are the first five faces, are the five faces of Maheshwara. The next 10 chapters are the 10 hands of Maheshwara. 16th chapter is the Udara, the stomach. And then the 17th and 18th chapter are the Pada of Mahadeva. So he says that, Narayana says that to Lakshmi. So we see that the various references. So with that, you know, now we have seen how Amarakosham, the Sanskrit dictionary itself, attributes 52 names out of which Ishvara, Ishana, Maheshwara, all these names specifically, you know, refer to Lord Shiva. And we have seen also references from the Upanishads just now. Various Upanishads where Maheshwara, Parameshwara, Ishvara, Ishana refer to Lord Shiva. Now getting into Bhagavad Gita, the 5th chapter, 29th verse, Lord Shiva is actually speaking Bhagavad Gita. But, you know, Krishna is just an instrument who conveys. Boktaram yajna tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram sukhritam sarva bhutanam nyatmamam shanti mrichati. The one who knows me as the ultimate, you know, the one who knows me as the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices. You know, people conduct yajnas. People conduct sacrifices for some benefits. So the Lord of Yajna is actually Maheshwara, Samba Shiva. And all the austerities, tapasam, for all the austerities, you know, for all the tapas that they do, you know, everything to and everybody, a sane person after reading the Vedas and Upanishads will do tapas and engage in chanting the names of Mahadeva and engage in meditating on the Supreme Mahadeva. So he is the Lord of all sacrifices and all the austerities. Padma Puranam itself describes, Narayana himself says, all the yogis, they meditate, you know, for crores and crores of years in their heart, thinking of you only, oh dear Lord Shiva. Padma Purana, Patalakanda, 114th chapter. Even I am searching for your feet. Maya Varsha Sagasram, Varsha Koti Sagasram Tu Sagasrabdair Atanvakam. Bhaktya Sampujito Pisha Padono Darshitastvaya. And sacrifices, the yajna, avo rajanam advarasya, the Vedas say, avo rajanam advarasya rudragam hotaragam. He is the Lord of all sacrifices. And then the Supreme, sarva loka maheshwaram, he is the Supreme Lord of all the planets, including Vaikuntham and Golokam. We see the references from Parashara, Upapuranam, Skanda Puranam, Shiva Puranam, Linga Puranam, and also Rigvedam, 5th canto, 3rd chapter, 3rd verse, talks about how he creates Vaikuntha and also Goloka and gives it as a gift to Vishnu. We see that. So, Dadati Sarva Jantunam, Parashara Upapuranam says, Dadati Sarva Jantunam, Achira Deva Sattama, Raudram Lingam, Mahavishnur, Bhaktya, Shuddham Shilamayam, Charu Chitram, Samabhyarchya, Labdhavan, Paramam Padam, Yacha Lakshmi, Samakyata, Mahavishnushcha, Vallava, Yasya Lingam, Samabhyarchya, Sampujya, Sarva Chaitanehi. The 16th chapter, 14th to the 16th verses in Parashara Upapuranam is an Upabrahmanam supporting fact to the Rigvedam, 5th canto, 3rd chapter, 3rd verse, which talks about Mahadeva is that personality. By engaging in bhakti to Lord Shiva, Narayana acquired Lakshmi and Narayana acquired Vaikuntha. He also acquired Goloka. So it is described. So that's why here the verse in Bhagavad Gita, 5th canto, 5th chapter, 29th verse, it says Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. He is the Lord of all the Sarva Lokas. Though externally it seems like, you know, Krishna is giving, it's actually Lord Shiva is the speaker of Bhagavad Gita. Sukhritam Sarva Bhutanam. Let's see. Sukhritam. The one who is the dearest friend of all the living entities, who is present in the heart of all the living entities. Shvetashvatara Upanishad, 3rd chapter, 17th verse. Sarvendriya Gunabhasam, Sarvendriya Vivarjitam, Sarvasya Prabhum Ishanam, Sarvasya Sharanam Sukhrit. So surrender to that personality who is described as Prabhu and Ishana, and who is present as, you know, who is all pervading and who is in the heart, Sukhrit is word. And that's what is comes in the Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter, 29th verse, as Sukhritam Sarva Bhutanam, Ishanak Sarva Vidyanam, Ishwarak Sarva Bhutanam. See, exactly it matches. How beautifully, how wonderfully it connects only with Lord Shiva. Nyatva Mam Shanti Mrichati. So this is one thing we have to understand. Nyatva Mam, Krishna actually, it externally, though it seems like Krishna is conveying, but it's actually Lord Shiva is speaking. Mam, so wherever the mam, the word mam comes, mam means aham or me, aham or mam. Very often it comes in Bhagavad Gita. So that actually refers to the antaratma of Krishna, Mahadeva, Samba Shiva. We have seen that connection also, because Krishna himself unites with the Supreme Reality. Paramhi Brahma Katitam Yoga Yuktena Tanmaya. And he was not able to recite those verses. Nashakyam, he says. I don't have the capability. Nashakyam. So wherever aham or mam comes, it refers to the antaratma of Krishna, that is Lord Shiva. Because Lord Shiva is actually making Krishna to speak. Krishna is just an instrument in conveying the message of Lord Shiva. So wherever aham or mam comes, it refers to the antaryami. The antaratma of everybody is Lord Shiva, according to the Vedas and Upanishads. So by surrendering to that Mahadeva, Shanti Mrichati, you attain that eternal peace. Tat prasadat param shantam. Bhagavad Gita also 1861 says, Ishwarak Sarva Bhutanam Hridhe Ser Junatishtati Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rudani Mayaya. O Arjuna, Ishwara, who is present in the heart of all the living entities, and he is present as the true witness of everybody. Tameva Sharanam Gacha, go and surrender to him, O dear Arjuna, and you will attain Tat Prasadat Param Shantam. You attain the eternal peace, highest peace. There is nothing that is greater than Mahadeva. So surrender to him. So that's how you have to understand. Now going on. So this Ishwara, this Maheshwara word comes here in 529 of Bhagavad Gita. Now Bhagavad Gita 629. Sarva Bhutastam Atmanam Sarva Bhutani Chatmani Ikshate Yoga Yuktatma Sarvatra Samadarshanaha. So which means that, you know, that Supreme Reality is present in the heart of all the living entities as the Antaratma, and all the living entities are the part and parcel of the Supreme Reality. Now you have to understand this very carefully. This is a Vishishtadvaitic sense, is there, Shiva Vishishtadvaitam sense. No, because Sarva Bhutastam Atmanam, within that Sarva Bhuta, within all the living entities, Bhuta means the living entity. Sarva Bhuta, within all the living entities, from the blade of a grass till Vishnu, that Atma, that Antaratma, that Paramatma, Mahadeva is present. Mahadeva and Parashakti, of course. Parashakti is inseparable from Parameshwara. She is also eternal. Sarva Bhutani cha Atmani. And all the living entities are the part and parcel of that divine Maheshwara. He is having everything under his control. And ikshate yoga yuktatma sarvatra samadarshanaha. So one has to have that samadarshanam, samabhavam at the end of the day. Because within everybody, even a person who engages in Shiva dvesham, within that person also, Mahadeva is present as his antaratma or her antaratma. So it's only that that person doesn't have the capability to understand Lord Shiva. His karma is what is making him engage in Shiva dvesham. So here, this exact verse comes in Kaivalya Upanishad. Sarvabhutastam atmanam sarvabhutani cha atmani sampashyan brahma paramam yatina anyena hetuna. Sarvabhutastam atmanam sarvabhutani cha atmani sampashyan brahma paramam yatina anyena hetuna atmanamaranam kritva pranavam chottararanam jnana nirmatanabhyasat papam dahati panditaha. Comes in the Kaivalya Upanishad. Sarvabhutastam atmanam. Mahadeva is present as the antaratma of all the living entities. And all the living entities are a part and parcel of that Maheshwara. Exactly comes. This first line at least comes in Kaivalya Upanishad. And this very similar verse is present in Ishvara Gita. Ishvara Gita is a message given by Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva, in the second chapter of the Ishvara Gita, 32nd verse, it exactly matches with this. So Ishvara Gita is given directly by Lord Shiva. Shiva Gita was also directly given by Lord Shiva. But Bhagavad Gita, it is indirectly conveyed by Lord Shiva. Krishna is used as an instrument to convey the message of Lord Shiva. Indirectly it is conveyed by Mahadeva. So that verse matches if you see Ishvara with Ishvara Gita 232, and also it comes in the Kaivalya Upanishad. Now moving on to the 8-9 verse of Bhagavad Gita. Kavim Puranam Anushasitaram Anoraniyansam Anusmaredyah Sarvasya Dhataram Achintya Rupam Aditya Varnam Tamasak Parastad. Every word matches with Lord Shiva only. You know, Kavim means one who knows everything. Anantam Avyayam Kavigum Samudrentam Vishvashambhuvam Mahanarayana Upanishad. It goes on to describe the heart of Narayana, where Parashakti Mata and Paramashiva are present as Neelato Yadamadhyastad Vidyulekeva Bhasvara. In the midst of the blue clouds, the lightning comes. The midst of the blue clouds is compared to Mata Parashakti, and the lightning, Vidyut, is actually Vidyullekeva Bhasvara, is actually Lord Shiva. And the word Vidyut also, we saw that it comes in the Rudram, 7th Anuvakam. Meghyayacha Vidyutyayacha. So in that way, and Ritukam Satyam Param Brahma Purusham Krishna Pingalam Murdvaretam Virupaksham Vishvarupam Namamyaham. As we have seen, the Anantatva, the infiniteness of Mahadeva is explained first, and then it goes on to describe who is the personality who is all-pervading. And that is Lord Shiva's divine features are described. Hiranya, he is golden, he is eternally with Parashakti, he is Ardhanari, he is three-eyed. And then he is having the skin of Narasimha as his garment. Mujavatoti, he is the deer, he is very dear to mountains. And then he is five-faced, ten-handed. He has the Chandra on his forehead. And then he is three-eyed. And he is blue-throated. And then he is the lord of all Pashus. He is the ultimate Ishvara. All these things fit only for Mahadeva. The divine attributes of Mahadeva are only glorified in the Vedas and Upanishads. Not that of Brahma or Vishnu. So Kavim, he is the knower of everything. And then Puranam. Puranam means the oldest. Nama jyeshtaya cha kanishtaya cha namak purvajaya cha parajaya cha. Sixth Anuvakam. Jyeshta, he is the oldest. There is nothing that is before Mahadeva. Mahadeva, you know, transcends everybody, and he is purvam to everybody. He is purvam even to Brahma and Narayana. Vishwadipo Rudro Maharshi. The only personality who is described as beyond the universe in the Vedas is Lord Shiva. Three times it comes Vishwadipo, Vishwadiko, beyond the universe. And Vishvatmanam, he is also described as the Antaratma of the Vishvam, the soul of the universe. He is present within every atom. And then he is the Puranam, Anushasitaram, who is the controller. We saw that Ishvara, Parameshvara means the controller, ultimate controller. Anoraniyansam Anusmaredyaha. This also comes in the Upanishads, Shvetashvatara Upanishad and ஆல் அதர் உபநிஷத்ஸ், மகாநாராயண உபநிஷத் ஆல்சோ டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் இட். அனோரணீயான் மகதோமகீயான் ஆத்மா குஹாயாம் நிகிதோஸ்ய ஜந்தோஹோ தமக்ரதம் பஷ்யதி வீதசோகோ தாதுர் பிரசாதான் மகிமானமீஷம். அனோரணியான், ஹீஸ் த ஸ்மாலஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி ஸ்மாலஸ்ட். மகதோமகீயான், ஹீ இஸ் த கிரேட்டஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி கிரேட்டஸ்ட். அண்ட் திஸ் இஸ் த டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் தட் வியாச ஆல்சோ ப்ரொவைட்ஸ் இன் த 201st சாப்டர் ஆஃப் துரோண பருவம் வென் ஹீ டிஸ்கிரைப்ஸ் லார்ட் சிவா டு அஸ்வத்தாமா. அனீயாம்சம் அனுப்யஸ்ச பிரகத்யஸ்ச பிரகத்தரம். ஓ அஸ்வத்தாமா, தட் பர்சனாலிட்டி ஹூ இஸ் டிஸ்கிரைப் அஸ் த ஸ்மாலஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி ஸ்மாலஸ்ட் அண்ட் த லார்ஜஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி லார்ஜஸ்ட், ஹீ கேம் டு பிளஸ் நாராயணா. தட் நாராயணா வாஸ் மெடிடேட்டிங் ஃபார் 200,000 இயர்ஸ் திங்கிங் ஆஃப் மகேஸ்வரா அண்ட் மாதா பராசக்தி, அண்ட் தென் தட் பர்சனாலிட்டி த டிவைன் சுப்ரீம் ரியாலிட்டி மகேஸ்வரா அலாங் வித் பார்வதி மாதா கேம் டு பிளஸ் நாராயணா. ஹி சேஸ் தட் 201st சாப்டர் ஆஃப் துரோண பருவம். And then who is the maintainer of everything? Anoraniya ani anora anoraniyan sam anusmaredyaha samasta sarvasya dataram. Who is the controller of everything? Who is the maintainer of everything? Who is beyond all the material conception? Who is inconceivable? Sarvasya dataram, who is the support data, who is the support of everything, and who is inconceivable? Achintyam. Where does it come? Achintyam avyaktam anantarupam. Kaivalya Upanishad. Achintyam, he is inconceivable. He cannot be understood by words, thought or deeds, you know, or actions. Only by unflinching devotion. Of course, all these things should be done dedicating it to Mahadeva. But he is beyond all these things. By dedicating oneself, you know, engaging in manasa vacha karmana in worshipping Lord Shiva and hearing only about the glories of Lord Shiva. Engaging in eating Shiva Prasadam and not doing, you know, everything, you have to connect with Lord Shiva at the end of the day. Dataram Achintya Rupam. So then Mahadeva will be satisfied with you, and then at, you know, you will get liberation. Achintyam, he is inconceivable. He is beyond the mind, word and thought. And then Rupam, Achintya Rupam. And then Aditya Varnam Tamasak Parastat, 8-9 of Bhagavad Gita, Aditya Varnam. So this comes in the Purusha Suktam. Tamevam Vidvan Amrita Iha Bhavati Nanyak Panta Ayanaya Vidyate Vedahametam Purusham Mahantam Aditya Varnam Tamasak Parastat. Tamevam Vidvan Amrita Iha Bhavati Nanyak Panta Ayanaya Vidyate Tamasak Parastat. He is beyond the three modes of material nature. He is beyond sattva, rajas, tamas. So Aditya Varnam, he is golden or camphor white in complexion. Rigvedam 10th canto 90th chapter talks about the Purusha Suktam. There it comes, and also this comes in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad 3rd chapter, Aditya Varnam Tamasak Parastat. So this is what is told in the Bhagavad Gita also 8-9, which links only with Lord Shiva.